Lesson 13.
Since you're coming to live in Georgia, you ought to know something about the Georgian Supra. The Georgian Supra, party table, is a tradition whose roots are set in Christianity. From the 1st century AD, Christianity became an essential part of the Georgian state. The Supra was modeled after the Last Supper and expresses the same Christian values. The Supra Feast is an imitation of the sharing of this sacrament of the communion of God and man. The Georgian feast is a ritual composed of food, songs, and toasts to the memory of those who lived a beautiful life and dedicated it to their country or countrymen, and to those who left this earthly life with a good name. The word Sadre Gruzelo, toast, means eternity, immortality. Dre, day, Gruzeli, long. As long as people remember and toast their ancestors, the latter have life and are immortal. Traditionally, all Georgian toasts are about and connected to eternal values. The first toast glorifies God. The next is to the host and his family. Then one for the purpose of the gathering. Then to relatives, friends, love of country, ancestors, children, and the final one to Mary, the mother of God. According to the Bible, Mary is the protector of Georgia. Toasting, Georgian style, is serious business. Being a tamada, toastmaster, is a big responsibility, as he or she is responsible for the toast sequence and the progression of the supra. The tamada should be wise and enlightened and have the sparkle of love to inspire fire in others' hearts and to make them feel a part of the sacred and unique. Toasts are generally drunk from a glass or occasionally from the horn of a mountain goat. Drinking from the horn is a tradition born from the Old Testament. David, who slew Goliath, praised the Lord on his musical horn. Georgian kings are believed to be the offspring of David, and after adopting Christianity, they adopted the tradition of filling the horn with wine, the symbol of Christ's blood. That is the history of the Supra. Today, Supras have changed, and while they sometimes lose sight of the Supra's original intent, and become lengthy, and take on the appearance of a wine-drinking competition, they are still a major part of Georgian culture. For guests, the Supra can be a wonderful and warm display of Georgian hospitality, rich in the tradition of Georgian ancient rituals. And Georgians love entertaining, inviting relatives, colleagues, friends, and even strangers into their homes at the slightest opportunity. Entertaining offers Georgians the chance to express their generosity, exuberance, and sense of community. For Georgians, a good meal is a well-attended table groaning under the weight of vast amounts of food and drink. Classic Georgian ingredients include lamb, chicken, fish, hazelnuts, walnuts, corn, pomegranates, plums, grapes, kidney, peppers, beans, eggplant, coriander, and mint. There are many regional variations. The best place to experience the full range of Georgian cuisine is in the home, even though there are many good restaurants in Georgia's towns and cities. At home, women cook and serve the food and tend to the comfort of their guests. The men do not help, but sit instead at the head of the table, toasting and entertaining guests. Georgian food is not served in conventional courses or even in any particular order. It is simply bountiful and delicious. When making toasts, an important activity in Georgian culture, the object form is used. The following phrases should be thought of as here's to, or a toast to. To toast someone directly, say, Gagi Marjos. The first toast is always to God. Chomers dideba gau marjos. Gau marjos is added at the end of each toast. For example, Sakartvelos gau marjos. Here's to Georgia. The toast to the Blessed Mother is the last toast of the Georgian feast. No feast can be complete without the main drink of Georgia, wine. Ravino. Georgia has a long winemaking tradition. Archaeological evidence suggests that wine was made as far back as 5000 BC, making Georgia one of the ancient centers of viticulture. The most famous wine-growing regions are Cajeti, Imereti, and Aracha. Although most of the wine is produced on farms, many residents of these regions have their own garden grapevines, as well as huge tubs for crushing the grapes and vats for fermenting the wine. The grapes are harvested in early October. Georgia grows over 500 grape varieties, a vast array for such a small country, and produces 60 different wines. Most Georgian wines are named after the region or town in which they are produced. You will attend many Supras in Georgia, and soon you will be giving your own toasts in Georgian.